Most people interpret God's Word by their circumstances. They look and see what's going on in their life and then try and figure out how the Word fits that. But the Bible says we need to let God be true and every man a liar. Let God's Word be true and then interpret your circumstances. Stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old with a clear face, a clear complexion, the spots on his skin. They were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
And I'm like, yeah, now you can eat. I said to her, so what do you want to eat? She goes, I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's.
And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed, she's healed. And we were just jumping for joy. Wow.
She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet and they hit the floor.
February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since.
On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing a series on healing, and this is now nearing the end of my third week of teaching on that God wants you well. I tell you, I am really excited about this teaching. People are receiving the Word, and God is confirming His Word with signs and wonders following. People are getting healed miraculously all around the world as people watch these programs. Now, we've already covered a lot of material. I've already spoken about how it is God's will to heal every person, that it's a part of Christ's atonement, that the Lord would no more put sickness on you than He would lead you to sin. You're redeemed from sickness and from sin. And I dealt with some criticisms or objections that people have against that, some of the notable ones, namely Paul's thorn in the flesh, Trophimus being left at Miletum sick, and Timothy taking a little wine for his stomach's sake. And we've already refuted those claims and shown you how that doesn't contradict anything, that it is God's will for you to be well. And I could spend a lot more time trying to establish that because there's just a lot of criticisms. As a whole, the body of Christ, the majority of the body of Christ, has embraced or accepted sickness as being normal and that this is the way that God wants it to be. And there are those who actually preach that God is the author of sickness, that God controls it. You couldn't be sick if God didn't want you to be. There's others who may not attribute your sickness to God, but they just sit there and think that it's just our lot in life and that it's only when we get to heaven that we'll be redeemed from that. They don't believe that we can experience God's will being done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so there's a lot of people that are really opposed to this major point that I've made so far, and that is that it's God's will for you to be well. And I could literally spend weeks and months just continuing to counter that, but I think that that wouldn't be very productive because I've already shared the truths. I've shown from Scripture a lot of things that I believe conclusively make the point that God wants you well. In my estimation, probably the number one thing that shows me that it's God's will for us to be well is the fact that Jesus was the express image of the Father, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, and John chapter 5, I believe it's verses 19 and 30, Jesus said He only did what He saw His Father did, and He did everything that He saw His Father do. And yet Jesus never made a single person sick. Jesus never refused to heal a single person. So if Jesus is the perfect representation of God the Father and showed us what He's doing, then Jesus wouldn't have been a good representation of God if it was God's will for you to be sick, because Jesus never made a single person sick. He never refused to heal a single person. Matter of fact, let me just read one verse that'll kind of summarize this in Matthew chapter 9 and in verse 35. It says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." And this is not an isolated scripture. There are 17 separate instances in scripture where Jesus healed every single person that were present. There is only a couple of times that Jesus didn't heal every single person. One of those is in John chapter 5, where He only healed one person at the pool of Bethesda out of a multitude. And it says He conveyed Himself away. He intentionally went away from those people. But there was no one who ever came to Him or desired healing that He refused to heal. And then there's an instance in Mark chapter 6. Verse 5, this is also recorded in Matthew chapter 13, where Jesus in His hometown wanted to heal people. It says He could do no mighty works. Not that He wouldn't do it. He couldn't do many mighty works because of their unbelief. And so there are some instances where not everyone was healed, but it's very clear in Scripture that that wasn't God's will. It was because the people wouldn't accept it. And we live in a day and age today where religion, the largest segment of Christianity, has rejected healing. They actually teach against it. They accept it and in some cases even embrace it as being a good thing from God. And that is wrong, wrong, wrong. Let me just say that if you accept or embrace sickness as being from God, you are never going to walk in healing. That's very blunt. Somebody might be offended at that, but that's just absolutely the truth. And so, like I said, I could spend literally weeks more trying to prove that it is God's will to heal everyone, but I've already given the foundation principles. I've given enough scripture that if anybody really wants to hear the truth, that you could hear it and you could get established in this one point that it is God's will to heal. And if you're already prejudiced and if you're already against healing, well, then I could talk for months, and I'm not going to convince you. I can't argue you into this. You have to receive it as the Holy Spirit directs it to you. And so, anyway, I say all of this to say that it's absolutely essential that you get the first point that I've made, and that is that it is God's will for you to be well, that it's a part of the atonement. If you waver on that, you might accept somebody else being healed. You might not reject it or say it's of the devil when they get healed. But you will not receive healing, not believing that it's God's will. If you believe that God wants you to be sick, God is not going to force healing on you. You have to believe to receive. If you doubt, you do without. And that's just the way that it is. So I'm going to move on beyond this. I'm going to assume that you have believed that it is God's will to heal. But why isn't everyone healed, especially those who believe that it is God's will to be well? Even though that is absolutely essential, and I'm not trying to minimize that any at all, that's not all that there is to it. It's a first step. It's an essential step. But then there's other things that you have to do in order to see that healing come to pass in your life. So I'm beginning today to talk about why isn't everyone healed? And that is a very simple question, but it's got a complex answer to it. There's a lot of things involved in this, and I'm going to spend at least a week or two on our programs trying to show and reveal the things that I understand about this. And let me just say again that I don't understand everything about this. And there's probably some people saying, well, then why are you teaching on it if you don't understand it all? You know, Paul said this. He says, we only know in part. And we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be done away. That's over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I don't understand everything. You don't either. You may claim to, but I can tell you, you don't. None of us have got it all figured out. It's kind of similar to, a 1,000-piece puzzle. before I understood the baptism of the Holy Spirit and began to believe in miracles and that God is alive and understanding the grace of God and all of the things that I teach, out of this 1,000-piece puzzle, I had about 60 or 70 or 80 pieces that fit, and the rest of it just, I had no clue how it fit. Now I've inverted that thing, and I have 900 or more pieces that fit, but you know what? I still don't understand everything. And that's obvious in the fact that there are people that I know that are friends of mine, that I pray with them and I agree with them. And according to everything I understand, they ought to be healed. And yet I don't see every single person heal. But see, I don't. Here's another way of saying what I'm trying to say. Some people would say, well, then I wouldn't preach it. Well, you know what? There's a scripture in Romans 3:4 that says, let God be true and every man a liar. I have studied the Word of God, and I've already made these points in the last 2.5 weeks, that the Scripture makes it very clear that by His stripes we were healed, Isaiah 53:4-5. And then it quotes that in Matthew 8:17, and says, this is the fulfillment of that Isaiah prophecy that says, He Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. That makes it very clear that this isn't talking about just spiritual, emotional healing. It's talking about physical healing. Then you add to that the Scripture in 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. It's already been done. You add to that the Scriptures that link healing and forgiveness of sins in the same verse, such as Psalms 103:3. You put with that the example of Jesus, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, Acts 10:38. That scripture I read already in today's program, Matthew 9:35, He healed every sickness and every disease. And you put all of these things together, the Scripture makes it clear that God is not willing that we be sick. It says in 3 John 2:1, there's only one chapter, and it says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So my point is, and that's just a real brief summary of some things I've said over the last 2.5 weeks. I know that it is God's will to heal. But I don't always see that come to pass. And I have just made that decision in Romans 3:4. I'm going to let God be true and every man a liar. I am not going to go to the Word of God and take what I see as being reality and truth and then interpret the Word to fit what I want it to say. I'm going to go to the Word and find out what it says, and then I'm going to look at my circumstances. And if they don't line up, I'm going to say, let God's Word be true, and every man and every circumstance and every situation a lie. You know, sometimes it's real obvious why people aren't healed, because you can see that they aren't believing God. They're petrified. They're operating in fear instead of faith. There's other instances. I remember one time where a man died, and I honestly was just totally confused and perplexed because I thought he was believing God, and there was improvement, and you could see that there was supernatural recovery taking place in this man's life. And then just all of a sudden he took this bad turn and he died. And after he died, I remember a lot of people were saying, God, why? This man was trusting You and believing You. But we looked at his diary, and in his diary on a certain date, he says, I'm tired of fighting. He said in his diary that he believed that he could go ahead and fight through this and he would be totally healed. But, you know, it just wasn't worth the effort. He wanted to go home. He was in his 60s, which was younger than what God had promised him. But, you know, he had lived a good life, a productive life. He was excited about going to be with the Lord. And he just says, I'm going to keep up appearances because other people wouldn't understand. But he says, I know I'm going to die, and I'm looking forward to it. And he wrote that in his diary for everybody else to see after he died. Now, see, not everybody leaves a diary to tell you their innermost thoughts and what's going on. So sometimes it looks like people are believing God. But in this one case I was telling you about, this man wrote down what he was really believing. And whether or not they leave a diary to say that, whether you ever know whatever, I just know that God's Word is true, that it is God's will for every single person to be healed. And yet, not every person is. Do I understand it completely? No, I don't have it totally worked out. But I have come up with answers that have dealt with things. Like I said, out of this 1,000-piece puzzle, it's like I got over 900 pieces that are fitting just perfectly. I know I'm on the right track. I'm still learning. And somebody might criticize me and say, well, then what right have you got to be teaching on this? Well, I've walked in supernatural healing for myself for about 38 years and haven't been sick. I don't take medication. I've seen people raised from the dead and blind eyes open and deaf ears open. I'm not saying I've got it perfect, but I'm saying that I am experiencing a greater manifestation of God's healing power than the majority of people are. And so I'm just offering it to you. As I haven't arrived, but I've left, and I'm sharing with you what I've got. And it may not be perfect, but most of you aren't experiencing the supernatural healing power of God as well as I am. And so until you get ahead of me, you ought to at least take what I'm saying into consideration. Amen. Now, many of you didn't need all of those disclaimers, but the critics who watch this program and are trying to come up with something to accuse me over, I think it's important to let people know that I don't claim that I've got it all figured out, but praise God, I still believe that the Word of God says this, and until somebody shows me something different, I'm going to trust what I see in God's Word, and if what I see out here in the physical realm doesn't match, I'm going to hold to God's Word as being, this is truth, and over here, I don't understand, but you know what? It is not going to trump, it is not going to have more sway over me than what I read in the Word of God. And I know that there's people listening, watching this program, and you think I'm crazy. Well, I think you're crazy. I really do. I don't mean that as a derogatory thing. I'm just saying that, you know, you've got to have some standards. You've got to have something to anchor your life on. And if you don't believe that this is truly God speaking to us through His Word, and that these words are forever settled, and that they're absolute, and that they are non-changing. If you don't have that stability in your life, then you're going to be like what the Scripture says over in James chapter 1. Let this man not think that he shall receive anything, because he's like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You've got to have an anchor. You've got to have something stable. And God's Word is that for me. And God's Word teaches us why every person isn't healed. Now, you may not like this, and there will be people that will take the things that I share from Scripture and sit there and say, you're condemning people. I am not out to condemn anybody. Every time I point a finger at you, I got three pointing back at me. I am not here to criticize or condemn anybody. But when God's Word says that He wishes above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, and then somebody tries to believe God for healing, and they don't succeed, and they die, or their healing just continues to be deferred, and they never see a manifestation, you've got an immediate conflict that's come up. Somebody's going to say, so is it God's will to heal? Or, since you can't see that healing manifest, maybe this situation is telling us it must not be God's will. I'm just saying that I'm going to go by what God's Word says, even though this is going to cut crossways, it'll probably offend some people. It's the truth that sets you free. Here's another way of saying it. If I have to come down to making a choice, who failed, God or you? I'm going to say it's you or it's me. And some people, I could never accept that I'm failing, that it's my fault that somebody died or that I'm not well. You just can't handle it because you're so insecure. You know what? I'm not like that. I know that God loves me. You know, I have tried to believe for people to be healed. I remember holding a little four-year-old boy in my arms, and he died in my arms, and I was praying for him. And you know what I had to tell the family? I said, it's not God's will that this boy died. It wasn't God. I said, it's me, it's you, it's us, it's something that we don't understand, but I can guarantee you God didn't kill your kid. I've already given that story. I won't go into more explanation. I've had my father die, and I prayed for him for 6 months for him to be well. I had a girl that I was unofficially engaged to, and she died, and I was with her when she died. And I've seen people that I have prayed for die. But you know what? I acknowledge that it's my fault. And most of those cases, I have learned why they died, and it was because we weren't told the truth, because we were believing a lie. We didn't know what the Word of God says. Like, for instance, this girl that I was unofficially engaged to, I didn't ever ask her to marry me, but we had talked about it. We were dating, and I was in Vietnam, and when she got sick, her parents told the Red Cross that we were engaged, and they brought me home on an emergency leave because they said we were engaged and I was with her. So that's the reason I explained that. And anyway, in that situation, she died of leukemia. The Lord showed me about 2 or 3 years later exactly why all of this happened and showed me where it was that we didn't understand. It wasn't malicious. It wasn't that we didn't want to believe God or that He showed us something and we rejected it. The denomination that we were brought up in didn't teach us faith in this area. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The denomination that both of us were brought up in taught that it was God's will for you to be sick, that this is punishment, that this is the way God corrects you. We had stinking thinking. We had wrong doctrine. And faith comes by hearing the Word. The Word that we had heard had been misinterpreted, misapplied. And in the same way that faith comes by hearing the Word, well, unbelief comes by hearing a perversion of the Word. And we had unbelief in our life that stopped that. And because of that, this girl died. And it took me 2 or 3 years to get my mind renewed, figure out what happened. But you know what? Like I said, she died of leukemia. And years later, when I was living in Lamar, Colorado, my next door neighbor had leukemia. And when I found out about it, I took those truths that I learned from my negative experience. I shared with her what the Word said. And because of that, she was miraculously healed of leukemia. She had the doctor's reports to prove that she had it. And then she had the doctor's reports to prove that she had no traces of leukemia, that she was totally healed of it. And so what I'm saying is, some people just cannot accept that. You're saying it's my fault? You're saying that I wasn't believing? You're making me responsible? Absolutely. I'm not saying it in a way to condemn, but I'm saying, who missed it? God or you? Well, I believe that God never misses it. I believe God is 100% faithful. I'm not saying that it's anybody's fault in the sense that you do these things maliciously. But brothers and sisters, we have been baptized in unbelief. We have not been taught the truth. We live in a culture of extreme unbelief. Some of you may argue with that, but that just shows how far removed you are from what the Word really teaches. We live in a very ungodly culture that is ministering a lot of negative things to us. And when we don't see healing come to pass, it is not because God doesn't come through and God isn't faithful. It's because of our own unbelief, primarily through ignorance, sometimes through rebellion, but it's never God's fault. It's always something here. And I'm going to be pointing out things that we do that cause us to keep from receiving healing. And I've said all of these things that I've said today, just trying to preface this, that I'm not against you, I'm not condemning you, but I'm saying that if somebody missed it, it's on our human level, not God's level. God has provided healing for everyone. It is not God's will for you to die sick. Now, all of us have to go sometime or another, but you don't have to go sick. God wants you well. And I believe that with all of my heart. And I know that this is, what I'm saying here is just as rare as hen's teeth. There are many of you that have been a Christian for 20 and 30 years and says, I've never heard anybody talk this way. Obviously. You can tell by the results that you're getting that you haven't heard it. But again, I'm not saying this in a bragging way. I'm saying it to verify that this line of thinking and this type of belief is producing godly results. Again, I have walked in divine health for over 30 years, about 38 years. I haven't been sick. I don't take medication. I have had incurable diseases healed that doctors have verified that I've had and then doctors have verified I didn't have. And not only in my own body, but I have seen the blind healed, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and the dead raised, multiple people raised from the dead. I'm saying that not in a bragging way, but just saying that I know these truths that I have accepted and I've put them to practice in my life, I can see them working. And I've not only seen them working in my life, but I've seen this work in the lives of other people who will also embrace this and receive these truths. So I offer this teaching to you. We're now to the place where we've already made the statement, it is God's will for you to be well. All right, why isn't everyone healed? We're going to start dealing with some specifics and dealing with this, and I tell you, it's going to make a difference in your life. It's going to help you, but you'll have to humble yourself and receive the Word to have this set you free. Now, I've got a teaching on this. The third teaching in a set is entitled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? That's our third teaching in this four-part set. We're making that as our free gift to you today. This would really, really help you. So I encourage you to listen to our announcer and call or write today, and then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's teaching titled, God Wants You Well, has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected five miracle stories in one DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a five-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's four-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The third teaching in the series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. Request teaching TI3 titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I'd like to encourage you to please get these products that we're offering because I believe that this is going to make a huge difference. I guarantee you, you could be well and see other people get well if you just receive this revelation. We have a teaching on this in CD form, cassette form. We also have it in DVD as recorded here on television, and that would be a tremendous resource. We also have this Healing Journeys. Please listen as our announcer gives you this information.
You can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plus, there's a wealth of free ministry material at www.awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
¿Sabía usted que ahora puede conseguir las enseñanzas de Andrew en español? Varios de los libros más populares de Andrew ya han sido traducidos. Usted puede obtenerlos poniéndose en contacto con nosotros. Visite nuestro sitio de internet,